So, welcome back to Bodhichaya Avatara, 8th chapter, and stanza number 101. So, here we are going through contemplation on the equality of myself and others, and therefore trying to generate an intention to look at others' sufferings and others' happiness as important as my own. And therefore we discussed this through a few steps, and we said that, you know, everybody is like myself, who wants happiness, well-being, and does not want pain, suffering, problem. So therefore, as I would do anything and everything to bring myself more happiness and well-being and all good things, and I will do every effort to get rid of my problems and sufferings and pain and its causes, so I should do the same for others also. And then there was this discussion that this is the thought, that's what we usually think, that others' problem is their problem and that they experience and I don't experience, so therefore it's not important for me, or it's not necessary for me to, you know, to try to do something about that. There we talked about that, you know, why I have problem, or why I would like to get rid of the problems that might come to me in the future, and why, you know, all the problems that happened to me in the past is so much bothering me, although that doesn't really is not experienced by me at the moment. So therefore, you know, when I want my future to have no problem, and I wish, you know, that my past had no problem, so why should I not wish others also, although I don't experience that? And then the idea is usually think that, you know, although I don't experience now the problems of my future, I will experience then. And that's kind of my continuum. So therefore, I wish that my future, there will be no problem for my future. And why I think like that, although, you know, the present moment of me and the future of me are not same, and it's completely changed, and there's nothing left there in my future that I have now. It's because of my kind of identification, my you know, sense of ego, or my sense of me. That I see it as one thing. I see it as me in the future. I see it as me in the past, because of my kind of ego clinging. And so therefore, you know, then, you know, if that's the ego clinging is the main reason I have this, why don't I have to, you know, get rid of that ego clinging also, you know? And then I would not, you know, I would not be, You know, so that's the idea. But this, you know, ego clinging, that's why people also suffer. Other people, everybody suffers because of our ego clinging, holding on, identifying, you know, this is my suffering, I don't want it. This is my happiness, I want it. Others' happiness, even if the others are having good things, I'm unhappy because others are happy. So these are, you know, kind of wrong views. And because of that, actually, we also create lots of problems and lots of negative deeds because, you know, of jealousy, because of too much, you know, clinging or desire or and aversion and things like that. So, you know, now we come to 101. You know, we went up to 100. Continual and gatherings, so-called, like garlands and like armies, are unreal. So there is no one to experience pain, for who is there to be its owner? So if I look very, very deeply, you know, the continuum, you know, my continuum, me today, me tomorrow, me next year, me next life, and all these things. You know, we say this is, we think this is one thing, but it's changing all the time. It's not really one. And there is no, like, something there who is like owner of my suffering, my pain, you know, and things like that. And, you know, because the pain that happens to my body is not mine, my body now is not even mine now, and how can it be mine in the future when this body is already totally gone? But we think it is, and we grasp at it is, therefore we say it is me. And therefore it's, you know, there are lots of things that we don't, you know, see things very clearly. We usually look at something as one, which is not one, and then hold it as one, like army. We say, this is an army. Army is not one. There is nothing called army. There's, you know, lots of soldiers, but we say this is an army, and as one. So therefore, when we say this is body, my body, or this is me, it's not really one thing, it's so many, but I hold it as one, and therefore I have lots of problem suffering, you know, same as with my things, you know. This is my kingdom, this is my property, this is my people, this is my, you know, whatever, my territory, my clan, you know. So all this, you know, and actually, for who is there to be its owner? Therefore, suffering has no possessor. Therefore, no distinction can be made in it. Since pain is pain, it is to be dispelled. What use is there in drawing boundaries? So suffering, you know, actually, when anybody suffers, you know, when I suffer or anybody suffers, there's nothing called a possessor of the suffering in me or anybody else. You know, it's just our way of grasping. And then when we become so accustomed to that, we become so habitual to that, that then it becomes real, it becomes true, this is only me. And that's, in a way, a mistake, wrong perception, you know. wrong perception, and therefore, you know, all the problems come from there, all the sufferings come from there, that I see as me and something separate and existing on its own. I see others as something separate and existing on its own. And then, you know, then I have aversion, attachment. I want that, I don't want that. And then I run after what I want. I run away from what I don't want. And that creates all the emotions and problems and sufferings and things like that. But we don't know. So therefore, if we understand a little bit deeply, you know, and we have to start with this understanding, therefore no distinction can be made in it. You know, since pain is pain, it is to be dispelled. You know, if I have pain, I don't like it, I don't want it, so I should try to do everything to try to get rid of it, get rid of the causes and conditions, you know, sources of it. And actually, this clinging, self-clinging, is one of the main causes. So therefore, I should try to reduce it. And if I want to reduce the self-clinging, which is the main source of my suffering, then actually compassion could be one solution, you know, because if I have compassion and I want to get rid of everybody's suffering, I feel everybody as same as me, you know, I have less, my self-clinging becomes less, and that is actually dealing at the root cause of my suffering also. So therefore, you know, since pain is pain, it is to be dispelled. Anybody's pain is pain, and I don't want it, nobody wants it, so I should wish, I should try, and I should make efforts that all pain and all suffering and all problem, all injustice and all negative things are dispelled. What use is there in drawing boundaries? What, you know, all the boundaries that we make is our imaginary boundaries. It's kind of unclear boundaries. It's, you know, all these boundaries does not really exist, you know. Where do I end? Actually, if you look at me and see, where do I end? I think that this body, you know, this is me, and then it ends. But this body, does it exist if I don't have this, you know, this surrounding, this environment, you know? If there is no oxygen, if I can't breathe, I don't exist. So am I this, the air that I breathe is part of me or not, or part of my existence? The warmth, you know, the heat, you know, that is around me makes me, you know, if there is no heat at all, if there is no, do I survive? If there is no water, no moisture, do I survive? You know, so therefore, you know, where is the end of me? You know, my body and my mind, I can't find any end anywhere. So therefore, you know, I and others, me and, you know, not me. Where is the boundary? There is, you know, you can't really set a boundary. So, and there is no need. You know, I should wish everybody same as myself. So these two I read the Tibetan section. Jitong tsuishi shawa ne tewa mala su yinzin. Dungal jen kong te mepa tindu sehi onwar jir. Dungal dopo mepa na tanchi seta mepa nyes. Dungal yinse tesar se ngipindar ne jishi sha. So next stanza. Suffering has no possessor. Therefore, no distinction can be made in it. Since pain is pain, it is to be dispelled. What use is there in drawing foundations? But why dispel the pains of all? You cannot argue in this way. If my pain is removed, so too should that be of others. If there is not, then neither should be mine. So, why dispel the pains of all sufferings of all beings? Since it's there is no possessor, so why should not? Why should we, you know, try to dispel the suffering of others? Because actually there is no possessor. If you say, you cannot argue in this way because we want. Nobody wants suffering. I don't want suffering. It doesn't matter if there is no possessor or owner or somebody, you know, within me, who is the owner or possessor of suffering. I want to get rid of it because I don't want it. So if that is the case, then I have to get rid of others' suffering also, even if there is. So there is no argue. If my pain is removed, so too should that be of others. So if I want to remove my pain, so others' pains should also be removed. And if others' pains should not be removed, then why should I want my pain to be removed either? You know? So this is, you know, So these are the kind of, the contemplation, you know, the contemplation, thinking, and thinking deeply, you know, because there are lots of things that we usually, you know, react, the way we react. The way we react, the way we think this is the way things are, this is how it is. Many times it's just, you can say, you know, a wrong way of saying, you know, coming from sometimes based on a wrong perception. Sometimes, you know, everybody thinks it's like that, so therefore I also think like that, and I don't know that it's just because I learned somebody that it is like this, therefore I think it is like that. I didn't go any, you know, I didn't really go make any research or any thoughts or any contemplation and search. I just accepted it. We have lots of things like that, you know. There are so many things that we just accept because some people think like that, some people act like that, some people do like that, some people, you know, kind of sometimes manipulatively, you know, they made it like that. And then we accept it and we think that's the fact, that's the truth, that's how it is. But if you look a little bit deeply, then we will see ourselves. These are just, you know, this is not really true, this is not facts, this is something, you know, that we habitually or culturally or, you know, or somebody told me it's like that and then I accept it's like that, you know. So therefore, you know, this is something to understand. So I think we stop here, 103, 101, 2, and 3.